He laughed, full volume that drew curious looks from those they passed. Bridget led the way, but only until they reached the yard. Curran surged past her then, showing her the way to the portion of the stable where their horses were kept. If anyone thought their departure in the late afternoon was odd, they both gave them no time to voice such thoughts. Curran's men were eager for the road too, saddling their mounts in quick motions before swinging up into the saddle. Bridget watched her husband, proud of the way he sat so confidently in command. The crowd, lingering in the yard, parted when they headed for the gate. Bridget dug her heels into her mare, sending the animal up beside her husband so that they passed out of the curtain wall together. May they remain so forever.